我们这一集开始要来进行《使徒行传》。
And from this session, we will enter into the book of Acts.
前面的四卷福音，在记载主耶稣怎么降世为人，完成救恩。
The four Gospels are usually studied to describe how Jesus came to earth and finished his mission.
所以在马可最后，主耶稣吩咐门徒出去。
At the end of Mark, we see Jesus give the Great Commission to make disciples of all the nations.
所以如果这个福音是一个产品，那《使徒行传》就是把这个产品从耶路撒冷推销到地极。If
this gospel is a product or commodity or item, then Jesus' command is to market this product from Jerusalem to the ends of the world.
所以《使徒行传》就是怎么把福音从耶路撒冷传到地极。
Therefore, this is how the book of Acts describes how the gospel reached the ends of the world, starting from Jerusalem.
那《使徒行传》的主题是什么？
What is the main theme of Acts?
我们看《使徒行传》1章8节。
See Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
使徒行传一章八节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
这个地方说要为主做见证。Here
we are called upon to bear witness for Christ.
这个就是传福音。This
is what we call evangelizing.
然后要从耶路撒冷开始。
Starting from Jerusalem.
从近的开始。
Starting from the places that are near.
到最后是到地极。And
in the end, reaching the ends of the earth.
所以《使徒行传》到28章就到了罗马。
So in chapter 20 of Acts, we see the gospel reach Rome.
福音传到罗马。
The gospel reach the city of Rome.
所以这第一章第八节，好像我们在一个活动有一个 program 有一个节目表。
Chapter 1, verse 8 seems to be the program or the agenda for an event.
节目开演了，就照着这个节目表这样一项一项这样一直演出来。
And once the event or performance has started, then carried forward according to the schedule agenda.
所以《使徒行传》从第一章二到二十八章就是第八节这样很有次序的这样一直演，好像把它演出来这样。
So we see that from chapter 1 all the way till the last chapter 28, very orderly and sequentially these events take place.
那这个第八节是主耶稣的吩咐。Chapter
8 is the Lord Jesus' command.
那主耶稣的吩咐就是一个神所设立的一个节目表。His
command is a program as set by God.
不管遇到什么困难都可以克服，然后这个节目这样一个一个演出来，演到罗马。
No matter the obstacle, the difficulty on the road, it will be carried forward, and the show goes on until Rome.
所以，我们教会，我们不要对教会太悲观了。Therefore,
let us not have too of a pessimistic outlook to the church.
只要我们在圣经可以看出来，真耶稣教会要怎么发展。
As long as we can see through the Bible how the true Jesus church is meant to prosper,
那就一定会这样发展。Then
it will be done as said.
因为这是神的事情。For
this is the matters of God.
战神只有哪里有难成的事呢？
Is there any impossible to God?
No, 没有难成的事。There
is nothing impossible to him.
所以我们教会的工作不是做生意。Therefore,
our church affairs are not business.
你看有的很有名的这个 这些品牌过了几十年，上一百年就没有了。Even
the brands that you consider popular that everyone should know about, after 100 years, they will be gone.
因为经营不善就没有了。Then
maybe because the administration of the company wasn't that good.
所以有的人就会问，那教会会不会像这样？So
people ask, will the same thing happen to the church?
到最后教会消失了。Will
the church vanish in the end?
不会的。
No,
因为神有他的计划。Because
God has a plan for His church.
那这个计划一旦是从神来，就一定会一步一步演出来，演到完。If
the plan comes from God, it will be carried out step by step until completion.
所以《使徒行传》就是一章八节，从耶路撒冷一直演到地极。
Therefore, in Acts chapter, starting from chapter 1 verse 8, the show starts all the way until the end of the world.
那这个节目将演下去的第一个重点是什么？
So what is the main point as the show starts here?
就是第八节第一句话。
It is the first part of verse 8.
圣灵降临在你们身上，你们要得着能力。
You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
那这个第二节第下半句是说在传福音啊。
Secondly, after that, we are told about the spreading of the gospel.
那这个传福音的前面要得着能力。
Before this happens, it has to be the power.
我们再想一想啊，圣灵的宝剑是什么
？Let us think about what is the sword of the Spirit.
神的话。
It is the word of God.
就去传神的话。
It is preaching the word of God.
但是这个神的话如果要像宝剑哦，能够扎到人的心。
But if the word of God is meant to be like a sharp sword piercing man's heart,
就需要有圣灵的权柄跟能力。
It needs the authority and power from the Holy Spirit.
神的话不只是知识。
The word of God is not merely intellectual knowledge.
神的话有权柄。
The word of God carries authority.
因为神讲的话有权柄。
For what God says carries authority.
神说有就有，神说成就成。
If God says let it be, then there is. If God says let it exist, then it exists.
神说死就死，神说活就活，他说的就算。
If God says die, then you die. If He says live, then you live. What He says is carried out no matter what.
所以当时这个整个耶路撒冷被犹太教，等于都是犹太教的人。
At the time, all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were Jews.
那主耶稣还没有来，所以犹太教就是守旧约。
And because Jesus hadn't come yet, then they were followers of the Old Testament.
那这是几千年的传统。
This was a tradition carried out for millennia.
要打破传统没有这么简单。
In order to break the tradition, we know it is not that easy.
因此，这个绝对不是人计划可以做得出来。
Therefore, this cannot happen out of human planning.
这需要从上头来的能力。
But rather, power from above is required.
所以主耶稣第一个就是求他们要求圣灵。
In this way, Jesus told them to ask for the Holy Spirit.
领受能力。
And receive power from above.
才出去做自作见证。
And only after that, go out and bear witness for Him.
那遇到困难，福音就可以一直。突破
even with obstacles along the way, this obstacle can be kicked aside so the gospel can continue to prosper.
那讲完这个第九节，主耶稣就升天了。
So after he said these words in verse 9, he ascended.
那主耶稣升天怎么继续在世界工作呢？
So if he's ascended, how would he continue working in the world?
第一个，借着他所栽培的十二个使徒。
Firstly, through the 12 apostles he trained.
后来再拣选一些人。
And then others were chosen.
第二个，借着圣灵。
Secondly, through the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵通过这些人当器皿，就把他工作完成。
The Holy Spirit itself will finish the work through these vessels who were these people.
所以主耶稣现在在哪里？
So where is Jesus Christ now?
在天上，对不对？
He's in heaven, right?
他在天上做什么？
What is he doing in heaven?
约翰福音说他在天上做什么？
In John, what does it say he's doing?
为我们带球，还有呢
？He's splitting the city for us. Anything else?
我去原是为你们预备地方，预备好了就来了。
A place for you, and when it is done, I shall come.
然后他在天上也当大祭司为我们带球。
He's also the great priest in heaven, interceding for us.
那主耶稣的工作还在教会继续进行。
But Jesus's work is still carried out today in His church.
是借着他拣选的工人。
Through the workers that He elected.
就是他降下圣灵。
That is to say, he poured down the Holy Spirit.
通过这些工人当器皿，让神的工作继续推展下去。
And through the workers that become vessels, the word of God is carried out.
所以教会建立扩张的基本原因是什么？
So what is the main reason that the church can expand and prosper?
如果我们从第一章看来，
If we look from chapter 1,
就是圣灵降下来。
It is the pouring down of the Holy Spirit.
然后第一章的十五节以后
，After chapter 1 verse 15，
他们就拣选一个人来接续犹大。
They elected someone to supplant Judas。
那这个就是人力。
This is human power。
那到第二章
，Coming to chapter 2，
结束他们就凡物共用。
At the end of chapter 2， we see that they had all things in common。
这个就是财力。
This is financial power.
所以我们在使徒行传一章到二章可以看到教会发展主要三个因素。
So we see from chapter 1 and chapter 2 of Acts that the church developed for three main reasons.
人力、财力、神力。
Human power, financial power, and God's power.
那这三个是不是相等的？
Are all these three equally important?
都它的重要性都是三分之一。
Is their relevance 33.3%?
因为我们在世界上常常有一个观念，没有钱做不了事，对不对？
In the world, we always have this embedded notion that without money, you can do nothing.
所以要做计划之前，预算第一。
And therefore, when we have any plan, budget comes first and foremost.
因此，有时候我们在开这个像 NCC 一样。
Because of this, sometimes when we hold a national church conference,
有很多人不是很多人了，有一些人在头脑观念里面说，他来就是什么，要来表决通过预算。
Some people come with the idea that their mission is to pass the budget.
那预算通过完，就打包就要走了。
When the budget is voted and passed, then they can pack and leave.
为什么？因为在这个头脑是地上的。
Why? Because they think in a worldly manner.
所以教会人力、神力、财力这个三个顺序怎么摆
？Therefore, how do we order divine power, financial power, and human power?
人力第一，对，没有人来做什么事。
Human power first, otherwise without humans, what would you expect to do?
钱多了可以多请一些人了，对不对
？With more money, maybe we can hire more people.
所以钱第一。
So money first, maybe.
请人多，那迫切祷告，神力就降下来。
Then we have more people.
不是，
pray and
那不是这怎么摆？你什么都不要忧虑啊！如果神的力量降下来
，If God's divine power descends to us, don't worry about anything else.
神力感动啊，你没有做神会睡不着觉。
If God touches you, you cannot reconcile sleep if you don't do holy work.
神力感动，你只流眼泪，不做神功不行，火在烧。
If God touches you, the fire burns within you. You shed tears until you move to do holy work.
那神的爱一感动，钱就掏出来了。
When God's love touches you, then you pour your pockets clean out of money.
而且掏得很快乐，很感谢。
And you do so willingly and gratefully.
哇，神给我这么多钱，我有机会来奉献给神，感谢，充满着感谢，不是愁眉苦脸的。
And God gave me such an opportunity. It is my blessing to give this money. We don't do it frowning or in tears.
所以教会如果一直祷告，神的灵在运行做圣工的人越来越多。
Therefore, the church prays and God abides. The more and more workers are added to the ranks of service.
愿意奉献的越来越多。
There are more and more who are willing to offer generously.
所以有时候我们看人在盖会堂一直筹还那个钱。
So we see that when people are building their chapels, they worry about money.
当然钱也是要挂虑的，但这不是主要的。
Of course, the funds are a consideration, but they are not the main consideration.
第一个
，Firstly，
这个是不是神的旨意
？Is this God's will？
这是第一点。
This is the first thing to consider.
如果这个是神的旨意
，If this indeed is God's will，
就一定会完成。
Then it will come to pass.
那就一直祷告。
So let's pray for it.
神就会带出一条路来。
And God will show us the way.
大山都会倒下去
，Even the mountains will topple，
红海都会分开
，Even the Red Sea will be divided。
所以教会要注重祷告
，So the church must emphasize prayer，
让神借着圣灵在感动带领我们的教会
，Let God move and guide our church through the Holy Spirit。
所以这个使徒行传呢，又叫做圣灵行传
，Therefore the Acts of the Apostles sometimes called the Acts of the Holy Spirit。
就是圣灵在带领使徒把福音传开。
Because it shows us how the Holy Spirit guided the apostles to spread the gospel。
摩西带领以色列百姓
，Moses led the Israelite people。
出埃及
，and they escaped Egypt。
走到迦南地旁边
，they came to the border of the land of Canaan。
对不对
？Right。
是神带领以色列百姓出埃及，走到迦南地旁边，还是摩西带领以色列百姓
？Was it Moses who led the people, or was it God who led the people to Canaan？
哪一个对
？What is the right answer？
你觉得是神带领举手
？If you God led them to Canaan, raise your hand。
你觉得是摩西带领的举手
？If you think Moses led them, raise your hand。
没有人举手。
No one raise their hand。
应该是两个都对。
You should have raise your hand。Both instances, both answers are correct.
是神借着摩西。
Because God led them through Moses.
这是神的旨意，但是神与摩西同在，所以摩西把他们带出来。
It was God's will, but God abided with Moses, that is why Moses led them out of Egypt.
所以教会发展一定要有一些工人很努力去做。
For the church to prosper, there have to be workers working diligently.
但是如果做要有果效，就是神与他们同工。
But if there's labor, it should have any fruit, God must abide.
神借着他们做，那圣工就有果效。
God does his work through them, and then the work will be evident.
所以教会发展的基本因素就是要 带动祷告。
So the main reason or factor for the church to prosper is the driving force of prayer.
啊，那下一个问题就那谁要祷告
？So question: Who is it that needs to pray?
教会发展谁要祷告
？Who needs to pray for the church to prosper?
每一个人。
Everyone.
我这样。
Yeah.
哦。好，那我们现在看《使徒行传》谁在祷告
？So let us see from Acts who is it that prays.
十二节
，verse 12。
啊，他们就回到耶路撒冷，上到楼房去祷告。
They returned to Jerusalem and went to the upper room to pray.
啊，第一个提到的是谁？彼得这些是谁
？Who is the first one mentioned here？
就是被拣选的使徒。
This Peter and the others are the elect apostles.
所以第一个教会要祷告的是谁
？So who are the first one who need to pray in church？
神所用的工人。
The workers that God elected,
包括长老、执事、传道
including elders, preachers, and deacons.
你看谁提第一？彼得、雅各、约翰，这是谁
See, ？Who is mentioned first? Peter, James, and John.
这三个人是什么
？Who are these? Who are they?
教会的柱子。
They are the pillars of the church.
他是带头祷告的。
And they are the ones who lead others in prayer.
所以这个教会哦很重要，这个柱子哦要带动祷告。
The pillars are very important, and they need to drive the prayer.
就是支务会。
This is the board members, the council members.
就是长老、执事、传道还有选出来的这些负责人。
It is the ministers and the board members that are elected.
啊，再来宗教教育系负责。
And next are the coordinators.
哦，再来各团契负责。
And then the fellowship leaders.
宗教教育教员。
The RE teachers.
这个都是有职分的。
All of these have been bestowed a certain position.
第一个，这是第一种人。
This is the first type of members that need to pray.
那第二种人呢
？Secondly,
第十四节
，verse 14,
同着几个妇人，这是什么
？He says here with the women. What does this mean?
在主耶稣身旁啊，最出名一个妇人是谁
？Around Jesus,
不是出名的，最常见的一个妇人。
There was a woman who was frequent with her. Who was her? Who was she?
抹大拉的玛利亚。
She was Mary Magdalene.
哦，她为什么会跟主耶稣
？Why is it that she followed Jesus so closely?
七个鬼赶出去了
Because seven demons were cast out of her.
大家有没有体验一个鬼就够了，你就受不了，一个就受不了。
Have you had the experience that one already drives you crazy?
你要睡觉，他就跟你唱歌，你怎么睡
？If you want to sleep, they sing to your ear. How do you sleep?
你要向左转，他就叫你向右转。
If you want to make a left turn, you make a right turn involuntarily.
等你煮菜的时候，一直叫你不够盐放多一点，你要怎么吃
？You start pouring the salt when you're cooking, but you cannot stop, for the demon doesn't allow you to.
一个鬼，你就生活就不正常。
Single demon will wreak havoc in your life.
七个鬼。
About seven.
何等难过
How much suffering would that be?
那家里面有一个人不正常，全家都不正常。
If there is a person who has issues in the family, then the whole family has issues.
哦，那这个鬼赶出去，他很感谢。
Therefore, Mary Magdalene was very grateful when the demons were cast out.
从那一天开始
，and from that day on,
就是跟着主耶稣去传道。
She followed Jesus in his preaching.
现在跟传道还好啊，有那个什么 van 可以坐，里面有冷气，又有 soft drink， 又有。音乐可以听。
If today you follow a preacher, it is not that bad. You sit in a van with some beverages, some background music.
那当时啊，传道是用走路的，不然骑驴子。
At the time, evangelists walked or at best rode a donkey.
是很辛苦的。
It was quite tough.
不但这样，他又用钱财的供给主耶稣跟门徒的。
Not only that, but she was able to supply the disciples and Jesus financially.
所以这些妇人就是懂得感恩的。
These women were the women who were grateful.
教会啊，谁愿意来感恩的
？Who is willing to give the thanksgiving?
除了奉献金钱之外
，apart from offering financially,
我们一起来为教会祷告。
Let us all offer our prayers.
第二种人呢、啊、
？This is the second type of people.
第三种人呢
？The third type.
耶稣的兄弟哈，还有主耶稣的母亲。
Jesus's mother and brothers.
特别是主耶稣的母亲。
Especially Jesus's mother.
他从小他就从怀孕那天他开始他就知道这个就是神。借着我的肚子生出来一个人。
From the time she conceived, she knew that the person he gave birth to was God's own son.
所以她叫做蒙大恩的女子。
Therefore, she was called great and blessed.
所以谁愿意来参加祷告
？Greatly blessed. Excuse me. So who is willing to partake in the activity of prayer?
就是认识啊侍奉主的价值的人。
There are those who know the value of serving the Lord.
如果真的认识主是谁我们很乐意的来服侍他。
If we truly know who this Jesus is, then we will serve him willingly.
那这三种人合起来祷告。
When these three groups of people unite in prayer,
有120个人。
Uh, 120 gathered.
好，那一直祷告到圣灵降临。
And they prayed until the Holy Spirit descended.
好，那他们拣选人有一个条件是什么？
They had a condition for electing these people, the disciple. Who? What was it?
要拣选人有一个条件是什么？
Then they wanted to choose workers. There was one condition. What was it?
啊。没有，就在这张找，就找，不是其他的。
Base your answer in this very chapter.
第几节
？What verse?
有一个条件。
There is one condition.
要找一个代替犹大，有一个条件。
To replace Judas, they elected another disciple. And what was the condition the disciple would meet to be chosen?
21节
Verse 21.
在主耶稣在我们中间的时候始终出入，就是有跟主耶稣一直一起跟到底的那一个人。
He must have an in and out among us with the Lord Jesus Christ.
昨天我们提过，主耶稣请门徒来跟从我，再接下去去传福音，就是这一群人中去找。
And review, we know that we studied Jesus saying, come follow me and then go out and preach. That person must have been there when this happened.
好，那主耶稣就是看得见听得见摸得到的。
Jesus was could be seen, could be touched, and could be heard.
看过耶稣行神迹，看过主耶稣的生活，听过主耶稣的讲道，摸过主耶稣，对主有体验的这一群人去找。
Needed to have a touch Jesus, seen Jesus, hear his preaching, and have this life experience.
哦，所以啊，我们要拣选教会重要工人，一定要跟主耶稣有很亲密的关系。
Therefore, when we elect workers for our church, they must have a close relationship to our Lord.
哦，好，那现在找两个了。
So now they found two.
那两个里面要找一个。
And of the two, one would be elected alone.
他们所关心的条件是什么？
What was the requirement they care about?
是什么？
What was it?
第几节？
What verse?
24节。
Verse 24.
啊，你知道万人的心。
You know the hearts of all.
啊，所以到最后他们要拣选，就是他们的心哦，在神面前。是蒙神悦纳的。
So notice in the end that the heart is what mattered. The heart that was accepted by God was the chosen one.
结果就拣选马提亚。
And then they chose Matthias.
啊，所以这个是人力。
This is human power.
哦，然后第二章圣灵降临就是神力。
In chapter 2, the descent of the Holy Spirit is divine power.
所以使徒行传从第二章开始圣灵降临。
Therefore, from chapter 2 of Acts, we see the Holy Spirit descend.
啊，使徒行传以人物来分。
We divide the book of Acts through its characters.
可分作两部分。
We can divide it into two main parts.
怎么两部分？人物来分，怎么分两部分？
What are the two sections that we can divide the book of Acts in based on the characters?
怎么分？
How do we divide this?
使徒行传主要两个工人是谁？
Who are the two main workers in the book of Acts?
彼得跟保罗吧。
Peter and Paul.
彼得在前，保罗在后。
Peter is first, and then came Paul.
啊，那彼得的工作到十二章。
Peter's work goes all the way to chapter 12.
那十三章以后就是保罗的工作。
Starting from chapter 13, we see Paul's work recorded.
一直到二十八章。
All the way to chapter 28.
好，那以这个是以人物来分的。
This is a division based on characters.
那如果以他传福音的进度来分
，based on the progress of the spreading of the gospel，
就是前面就是从在耶路撒冷传福音。
Then in the beginning, it all starts in Jerusalem.
好，那到第八章他们。传到哪里
？In coming to chapter 8, where was the gospel preached? To Samaria.
那到还没有到二十八章就传到地极。
And then before chapter 28, it already reached the end of the earth.
所以这是以它的地点来分，就是第一章第八节的实现。
This division is location based, and it is a realization of chapter 1 verse 8.
好，那到了第二章。
Now in chapter 2.
那我们就看到圣灵降下来
，We see the Holy Spirit was given，
啊，圣工就开始动起来
，And the holy work started。
那彼得开始讲道
，Peter stood up and preached。
在《使徒行传》里面有好几次的讲道，都是相当有力量。
In Acts, we see several powerful sermons。
那在彼得的讲道里面，因为他对象是犹太人。
We know that when Peter preached, he preached to the Jews.
所以他讲到引用很多旧约圣经。
So he referenced many passages from the Old Testament.
犹太人信旧约圣经。
The Jews believe in the Old Testament.
你如果旧约圣经讲得很清楚，他们听懂了，他就信。
If you can explain to them the Old Testament in a very clear manner, then they can come and believe.
主耶稣就是旧约圣经预言的实现。
Jesus is the realization of the shadow that was the Old Testament.
所以他讲道理从圣灵降临这一件事实开始入门。
So Peter started his sermon through the readily seen fact that they just witnessed the descent of the Holy Spirit.
这个应验约珥书。
And this is a realization of the prophecy in Joel.
那接下去再讲钉死的耶稣他已经复活。
And next he said the Christ that was crucified is now resurrected.
他被神高举。
He has been elevated by God.
他就是救主。
He is the Savior.
这讯息很简单。
The message is quite simple.
那就感动了3000个人受洗。
And it touched 3,000 people to be baptized.
这就是使徒教会的开始。
This is the beginning of the apostolic church.
所以是先有圣灵才有教会。
So first came the Holy Spirit, then came the church.
不是先有教会再求圣灵。
It was not first the church established, and then the church asked for the Holy Spirit.
这是使徒教会的一个原型。
This is the origin of the apostolic church.
那我们真耶稣教会也是一样。
The True Jesus Church, the same thing applies.
1917年，早期工人先得圣灵。
1917, our early workers received the Holy Spirit.
在北京的永定河外受洗。
In a river near the city of Beijing, they were baptized.
那从那个时候开始的，就开始传福音。
From that time on, the gospel started to be spread.
那在使徒行传里面。
Within the book of Acts,
有几个很重要的突破。
There are many important breakthroughs.
我们先想一个问题。
Let me ask you this question.
做圣工要不要计划
？Do we need to plan holy work?
要还是不要
？Yes or no?
再表决一下。
Raise a show of hands.
要计划的举手。
If you are for planning, raise your hand.
放下。不要计划的举手。
If you are against planning, raise your hand.
也有不要计划的。
Is there anyone?
那这两个哪一个对
？So who is right？
应该你举手的就认为对
If you raise your hand, you think you're right, right？
但是如果看《使徒行传》
But if we look at the book of Acts，
到后来你可以看到有计划。
Ultimately, we realize that yes, there is a master plan。
但是有四个很重要的突破都不是计划出来的。
But the four very important breakthroughs were not planned, not one of them。
所以计划也有，但是没有计划。圣工也可以突破。
So the parts of holy work that are planned are the parts that are not planned yet they are very important breakthroughs.
当我们还小的时候
，When we were still young，
你跟着父母走，要不要计划
？When your parents held you by the hand and walk on the street, did you plan anything？
不需要吧，你爸爸带你到哪里你就跟到哪里。
There is no need. Whatever your dad leads you, you go.
反正他有钱他可以带你走路。
Because he has money, he can take you here, take you there.
那四个突破是什么？
What are these four breakthroughs?
在第二章。
Here in chapter 2.
那这本来是犹太教的范围。
Now we see that there's a range that included only the Jews in Jerusalem.
那彼得一次讲道3000人受洗。
Peter spoke once and 3,000 were baptized.
就突破了几千年犹太教的传统。
So he broke through then the thousands of years of Jewish tradition.
就是人称义不是因为守律法，是因
为
信耶稣。
Men are baptized not because of by keeping the law, but because of believing in Jesus.
那这不是计划出来的。
This was definitely not planned.
圣灵降临，彼得得到能力，证道，感动，受洗，就成了。
The Holy Spirit descended. Peter received power. He spoke. People were touched, and they were baptized, and that was the end of it.
那到第十章。
Now coming to chapter 10.
第二个突破。
This is the second breakthrough.
什么突破
？What is this breakthrough？
把福音传给外族人。
The gospel was preached to Gentiles.
就是哥尼流。
Which here is Cornelius and his family.
那这个圣工是怎么突破的
？How did this holy work reach such a breakthrough？
怎么突破
？How did it happen？
怎么突破
？How did it happen？
对，两个看到异象。
Yes, both parties saw visions.
第一个看到异象是谁
？Who was the first one to see the vision?
哥尼流。
Cornelius.
告诉他，你要去请彼得来。
To him it was said, "Ask Peter to come."
他有话告诉你。
He has words in store for you.
叫你跟你的全家可以得救。
So that you and your house can be saved.
第二个
Secondly,
彼得在祷告看到异象。
Peter saw a vision in his prayer.
看到什么异象？
What did he see?
一块布降下来，里面不洁的，可以说你可以宰来吃。
He saw a cloth descend with unclean things, and he was told, "Kill and eat."
就是外邦人在旧约是不洁的，也可以蒙拯救。
That is to say, that which was considered unclean or unworthy in the Old Testament now is worthy of salvation.
那这两个异象合起来，就是福音传给外族的哥尼流。
With these two visions and peace together, then the gospel is preached to Cornelius.
就没有计划了，不是计划出来的。
This was not planned.
好，那这个第十章的突破还有一个很重要的主题。
There is also a very important theme to this breakthrough in chapter 10.
人可以不可以靠好行为得救？
Can men be saved through their good deeds or works?
你看，哥尼流是义人。
Look at the description of Cornelius. He was a righteous man.
他常常周济百姓。
He was a charitable person.
他常常祷告。
He prayed to God always.
而且他的祷告跟周济已经达到神面前，蒙神纪念。
Both his alms and his prayer reached the presence of God and were remembered by God.
而且他也看到异象。
Not only that, but he also saw visions.
这样一个人会不会得救？
Can a person of this kind be saved?
不会得救。
No.
因为到十一章他也讲。你要请彼得来，他有话告诉你，叫你跟你的全家可以得救。
And the reason for this is chapter 11. And he is told, ask Peter to come, for he has words that will lead you and your family unto salvation.
所以好行为加上宗教的体验不等于得救。
Therefore, religious experience added to good deeds does not equate to salvation.
那得救是从哪里来？
Where does salvation come from?
彼得到他家。
Peter went to Cornelius' house.
然后这十一章就在讲彼得第十章后面就在彼得介绍主耶稣。
In the latter part of chapter 10, we see Peter introducing Jesus to Cornelius.
主耶稣是万有的主。
Jesus is the Lord of all.
他是和平的君。
He is the Prince of Peace.
主耶稣是复活的主。
Jesus is the Lord of Resurrection.
最后，主耶稣是审判的主。
And in the end, He is the Lord of Judgment.
在那个时候，他们得圣灵。
At that time, as they were listening, they received the Holy Spirit. They were baptized. This is a great breakthrough. So let me mention this as an aside. Let me ask you this question.
当时哥尼流一得圣灵讲听道理一次就洗礼。
So Cornelius was listening to the word, received the Holy Spirit, and was baptized all in one shot.
那我们现在慕道者来了，祷告得圣灵，就可以给他洗礼啊，因为哥尼流是例子啊。
So today, if there is a true seeker that comes listen to the word, receive the Holy Spirit, then we can baptize him right away because Cornelius just is that.
你觉得这样好还是不好？
Do you agree or disagree?
慕道者来一次得圣灵就给他洗礼，因为哥尼流，你看就有一个例子了。
A true seeker is a first time comer, receives the Holy Spirit. Can he or she be baptized? Didn't it so happen with Cornelius? So let us have a democratic vote over here.
你觉得好的举手。
If you agree to this express baptism, raise your hand. If you see that it happened to Cornelius and you agree that this can be the case, raise your hand.
只有一两个，你觉得
One or two, maybe.
这样给他洗礼还不够好的，举手。
If you feel this is not good enough for baptism, raise your hand.
为什么不够？
Why is it not good enough?
为什么不行？哥尼流行。
Why is it not allowed? Cornelius did it.
得救的道理相信。
He needs to understand the truth of salvation.
如果我们找得到像哥尼流这样听一次道理就可以洗礼了。
If we can find someone just like Cornelius, he can listen to the word once, and yes, he can be baptized.
大家都说他是义人。
Everyone says that he's a devout, righteous person.
又敬畏神。
And he also is God-fearing.
天天行善。
Every day he is charitable.
祷告蒙神纪念。
Every day he prays and God remembers his prayers.
又有看到天使。
Also he sees angels.
如果你遇到这样的慕道者祷告一次得圣灵就给他洗。
If you encounter such a true seeker, they come and pray once and receive the Holy Spirit, they are welcome to be baptized.
他只差一个不认识耶稣而已。
Because the only thing they lack is the knowledge of Jesus.
但是大部分的慕道者。
But as for the majority of the true seekers,
不容易的。
The situation is quite different.
一段时间的慕道。
They need several iterations of this listening to the word to be baptized.
他才知道他在信什么。
For only then they will know what they are getting themselves into.
所以不能用哥尼流的例子把它普遍化。你看，所以慕道者来一次他已经得圣灵了，就可以洗礼，不一定是这样。
So we cannot unduly extrapolate the example of Cornelius and say anyone who is touched can be baptized.
第三个突破。
Third breakthrough.
在哪里？
Where is it?
十五章。
Chapter 15.
啊，十五章就是外邦人要不要守割礼。
Chapter 15 deals with the matter whether the Gentiles need to receive circumcision.
啊，信耶稣要不要守割礼。
Whether to be a Christian requires circumcision.
啊，第一节说不割礼不可以得救。
Verse 1 says without circumcision you cannot be saved.
那他一定会坚持，因为这跟得救有关啊。
And people will insist on this because it is a salvation related matter.
那有的人说，如果受要割礼，那就是守旧约，那是重担啊。
Some people say circumcision is the Old Testament. It is keeping the Old Testament. It is a burden.
那这个要怎么突破
？So how did the breakthrough occur?
大家不断的祷告。
People prayed non-ceasingly.
所以到最后，圣灵跟他们决定。
So the Holy Spirit agreed with them.
外邦人信耶稣不需要受割礼。
When the Gentiles believe in Jesus Christ, they do not need to be circumcised.
所以教会就合一了。
So the church then was unified.
圣工就进步了。
A holy work prospered.
哦、所以这个告诉我们、哦、我们教会、啊、的共信之道、哦、不要在公开的场合来发表不同的意见。
This tells us that in regards to the common faith of our church, we cannot make our disagreement be known publicly.
哦，这个会变成笑。
Because this will become yeast.、
这个是经过真理研究出来，又是我们真理宗教几十年的传统。
This are the traditions from a church's church for decades, and the result of the hard work of the church research committee.、
然后我们传这个福音，又有圣灵的降临做见证。
Added to this, we have the Holy Spirit aiding us in our preaching of the gospel.、
所以、不要、在教会不要讲跟共信之道不同的。
So let us not say words that challenge or question on common faith publicly in church.
那如果有不同的意见，你可以找教会的这些圣职人员讨论。
If our point of view differs from the commonly agreed faith, you can ask ministers in private.
好，的第四个突破是什么
？What is the fourth breakthrough?
第四个突破就十六章。
The fourth breakthrough can be found in chapter 16.
就是地狱的突破。
It is the breakthrough of hell.
哦，他们本地不是 hell， 地地啊那个地理位置 geographical.
It is a geographical breakthrough.
哦，他本来是有计划的。第六节他是有计划。
In verse 6, we see that there was a plan at the time.
他们要在亚细亚讲道。
They wanted to preach in Galatia.
结果圣灵禁止，他就改变了。
But the Holy Spirit forbade them, so they changed their plans.
啊，改变了三次。
Their plans were changed actually three times.
到最后看到一个异象。
In the end, they saw a vision.
那我们就决定到马其顿去传道。
So they decided to change their course to preach in Macedonia.
所以有计划，但是这个计划不是死的，它有一个弹性。如果神感动他们，他就改变了计划。
So yes, there is a plan, but this plan is not totally inflexible. There is some elasticity for God to work and change things.
那福音就从亚洲传到欧洲。
In this way, the gospel was reached from Asia to Europe.
那欧洲的第一间教会是什么
？Which was the first church established in Europe?
安提阿，欧洲第一间教会。
Which was the first one in Europe? Philippi.
腓立比的第一个种子谁
？Who was the first seed in Philippi?
有个妇人是吧
？There was a woman. Her name was Lydia.
这个就是圣工的突破。
This is a breakthrough in holy work.
好，那十三章开始啊。
Starting from chapter 13,
就记载保罗的传福音工作。
We see the work of evangelization by Paul.
所以啊，犹太人的使徒是谁
？Who was the apostle of the Jews?
这个两个工人谁是犹太人的使徒
？Of the two main workers, who was the one for the Jews?
彼得哈，外邦人的使徒呢？
Who was the apostle of the Gentiles?
是保罗。
Paul.
那十三章他开始宣道工作。
Chapter 13, Paul starts his ministry.
那保罗在第几章信主
？In which chapter did Paul believe in Christ?
保罗在第几章信主
？In which chapter did he believe in Christ?
六章啊。
Chapter 6.
保罗归主在第几章
？In what chapter did Paul believe in Christ?
第九章
，Chapter Nine，
第九章保罗受洗了。
In Chapter Nine, Paul was baptized.
那十三章保罗出来做圣工。
And in Chapter 13, he started his ministry and his service.
这个告诉我们什么
？What does this tell us?
神要推动他的工作，神一定会预备工人。
If God wants to push his work forward, he will elect his workers.
所以第九章拣选，十一章十三章他就出来做宣道的工作。
So being chosen, chapter 9, he began his ministry of evangelization in chapter 13.
好，那我们再想一个问题。
So let us think about this other question.
使徒行传里面呢，圣工的发展有几个因素。
There are many factors for the prosperity of the holy work in Acts.
人数增加，教会人数增加有几个原因。
There are several reasons for which the membership in the apostolic church increased.
那我们今天教会发展就用这个来。来学习。
So then we should learn from this and apply to our church nowadays.
第一个。
Firstly,
我们看第二章的四十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 47. Chapter 2, verse 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
所以说神天天加给他们人数。
It says that daily people were added to their number.
为什么？
Why?
因为从四十二节开始。
Because starting from verse 42,
他们开始过新的生活。
They started to lead a new lifestyle.
教会里面好像一家人。
And in church, everyone was like a big family.
彼此团契。
They had fellowship and communion with another.
人数就增加。
And their number increased.
所以教会如果人数要增加。
So if the membership of a church is to increase.
要注重团契，使教会成为一个家庭。
Then fellowship is critical. There has to be a sense of a family.
然后来教会慕道的，他可以融进来，信徒就会增加。
And then those who come to truth can feel included and added to the number of members in the church.
好，那人数增加的第二个原因。
The second reason for which the membership increased.
到的第五章。
Can be found coming to chapter 5.
第五章啊，在十二节以后。
After verse 12 in chapter 5,
很多的神迹奇事显明。
There were many signs and wonders manifested.
十四节。
Verse 14.
信而归主越发增添。
The believers were increasingly added to the Lord.
所以教会如果有神的权柄来的有体验，困难可以解决，人数就会增加。
So when the church has the authority of God and people come with difficulty and go home with solutions, then the number of the members are added.
所以我们要让我们地方教会人数增加，很多不同的方法可以来改进。
Actually, many things we can improve in our local churches to increase our membership.
好，那到第三个，第六章。
The third point can be found in chapter 6.
第七节。
Verse 7.
这里讲啊，门徒增加甚多。
It says here that the disciples were multiplied greatly.
为什么？
Why?
因为第六章分工合作。
Because in chapter 6, they were adept at splitting the work and working together.
每个人有事情做。
Everyone has something to do.
每件事情有人做。
Every issue had someone to do it.
那分工合作了完以后，这个团队的侍奉，教会这个埋怨的声音就减少。
After the division of labor and joining everyone's forces, the sounds and cries of discontent and protest decreased.
那使徒他们就祈祷传道。
The apostles then focused on praying and on evangelizing.
所以圣工就发展。
And in this way, holy work prospered.
所以我们从使徒行传可以学到圣灵怎么带领使徒教会来发展圣工。
From the book of Acts, we can truly learn how the Holy Spirit led the church to its prosperity.
我们需要计划，但是也要保留一个空间，让圣灵来改变我们，来带领我们。
We require a degree of planning, but we also need the flexibility to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us.
好，下一节我们再来进入罗马书。
In the next session, we shall study the book of Romans.
一起来默祷。
Let us pray in silence.